This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. With a number of lawsuits still pending, today is the day the MTA board is expected to sign off on Governor Hochul's revised plan for congestion pricing. And while the toll will be lower, that won't last forever. Let's get the very latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
And good morning. Yeah, we've gotten some more details here. We've learned the MTA will indeed be voting on this plan that includes a $9 toll to begin around January 5th. Then the fee would rise to $12 by 2028. And the $15 in 2031. Now, one of the major supporters through all of this has been the group Transportation Alternatives and their executive director, Elizabeth Adams. Now, when I spoke to her in September, she said they would not budge off that $15 number, but now they say it's okay to move it.
So the governor's announcement said that there is a phase into the $15 toll in the coming years. So it's really important that we do get to the original $15 toll amount to make sure that we do have that full funding for public transit needed. Right now, we have to turn the program on, so let's get it going.
As we've been hearing from Governor Hochul, she's saying the billions that this tolling plan is going to take in would fund things like electric buses and the second phase of the 2nd Avenue subway. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here at MTA headquarters in Lower Manhattan.
Cops trying to figure out what was going on near the Livonia Avenue train stop in Brownsville last night. That's where a 28-year-old man was shot outside 345 Livonia Ave. He is stable. So far, no arrest. Better news about the Jennings Creek fire, that massive wildfire burning along the New York-New Jersey border.
They are literally fighting fire with fire. Major Bob Rogers with the New York State Forest Rangers says firefighters have set controlled blazes at the perimeter to burn away leaves before the actual fire gets there.
So when the main body of the fire comes to it, there's nothing left for it to burn.
Saturday night, there was a voluntary evacuation recommended for those close to where the flames jumped the fire line. But Greenwood Lake Mayor Tom Howley believes the houses now are safe.
I'm confident that we're in pretty good shape.
The fire is more than 85% contained. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM at Greenwood Lake Fire Headquarters.
The funeral is today for 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, the state parks employee who was killed last week while helping to fight that Jennings Creek fire. The Ramapo High School graduate will be remembered in a funeral mass at St. Peter's Church in Havistraw. Governor Hochul has directed flags at state buildings to be flown at half-staff in his honor. There has been a fatal house fire in Queens. It broke out Sunday afternoon just after 3:30 in the attic of a home on 110th Avenue between Springfield Boulevard and 221st Street. It took an hour to bring under control and trapped a 62-year-old man who was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause is not yet known. The prosecution is expected to rest its case today in the trial of Daniel Penny, the former Marine charged with manslaughter in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely during a confrontation on a subway train. Neely's uncle was among those in the courtroom last week. He spoke to reporters outside.
The medical examiner confirmed that he died from the lack of oxygen intake, technically called asphyxiation.
The ME, Dr. Cynthia Harris, testified on Friday that Neely's death was a direct result of the chokehold, rebuffing assertions from Penny's attorneys that the defendant did not apply enough pressure for the move to have been fatal. Penny says Jordan Neely, was acting erratically and threatening people, and that he, Penny, was just trying to protect himself and others. He is charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide, and if convicted, could face as many as 20 years behind bars. Standing at Cherry Avenue and Main Street in Flushing, the Queens intersection, where 3-year-old Allison Lau was fatally struck on October 6, 2013, her family gathered Sunday along with relatives of others who have been killed in traffic-related crashes in the city. This was part of a World Day of Remembrance, with a group crossing Main Street to the Queens Botanical Garden, where they read the names of their loved ones. Shipei Lau is a founding member of Safe Streets.
Nationally, 20 to 30,000 people die every single year. But we just call these like accidents. There's nothing you could do about it. I'm sorry, there is something you could do about it, right? Like when planes crash, we don't call these plane crash accidents. So we want to change that language to say, like, these are preventable events that occur.
The Grieving Families Act, which would provide critical support to families who are going through these losses, is currently awaiting Governor Hochul's signature.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.